And stand with me, if you would, all over this house as we get ready to turn to the word of the Lord, if you're able. Amen. I really can't believe that this church isn't shouting all over the place watching Brother Jediah just survive that shark attack. Man, he wasn't even bleeding. I was thinking, Lord, watch over him. We've had a great time this week with Vacation Bible School. And we've had a great time this week with our golf outing. Amen. And one thing that everybody in this room today, even you adults, share with every kid that was at Vacation Bible School this week is that we are all the King's kids. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you're the children of the King. You were created by Him, for Him, to worship Him, and to love Him. You're the King's kids today. That's what I want to preach to you today. If you have your Bibles, amen. If you do not have your Bibles, you can look upon the screens behind me, if you can see them through all of the decorations. But if you can't, and you have your Bibles, you can meet me in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter and the 20th verse. While you're turning there, one more time all over this place, can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for all of our visitors that the Lord has brought our way? We're so thankful to have you today. We pray that your heart has been blessed and that God has touched you in some way, shape, or form. The book of Romans, the 7th chapter and the 20th verse. When you get there, you can shout amen. Romans 7 and 20. Amen. I want to take my text from the book of Romans today out of the mouth of the Apostle Paul and his writings. Amen. Paul said in verse 20, "Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is always present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" I want to read that text to you one more time out of the Amplified Version. Amen. This is one of those texts where the first century lingo is very strong. So I want to read it to you really quickly out of the Amplified Version. Paul said, "But if I am doing the very thing that I do not want to do, I am no longer the one doing it. That is, it's not me that acts, but it's the sin or my nature which lives within me. So I find it to be the law of my inner self that evil is always present in me, the one who wants to do good. For I joyfully delight in the law of God in my inner man with my new nature that God has given me, but I see a different law and a rule of action in the members of my body. It's the appetites and the desires of the flesh, waging war against the law of my mind and subduing me and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is within my members. Wretched and miserable man that I am, who will rescue me and set me free from this body of death, this corrupt mortal existence? Thanks be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on one hand, I myself with my mind serve the law of God, But on the other hand, with my flesh, my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity, there I serve the law of sin. Amen. One thing that we all share with every single child that was at Vacation Bible School this week, amen, is we are all the King's kids. And as we close out VBS this week, I'm so proud of this church for teaching a lot of children that they don't have to live miserably by the law of sin. Come on, they don't have to live bound by the law of sin, but they can live joyfully by the law of God. I want to preach to you today for just a few moments about the King's kids. All over this house, can we clap our hands unto the Lord and give Him a hand clap of praise? Amen. As you are seated, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, you may be seated today. The King's kids. Amen. It sure changes the way you look at that unruly child when you look at them as though they are God's little children. Thank God he gave us some folks that had a lot of patience this week, amen, in dealing with the King's kids. The King's kids were tending to the King's kids this week. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. Have you ever said out of your own mouth, have you ever said or done something that was totally out of your character? You don't have to raise your hand today. I already know that you have. All right? So we all have done things that were totally out of our character. We even surprised ourselves by some of the things that we have done, things that were out of character. For us, we've all had come out of our own mouths, Sister Vic. We've all said things along the lines of, I can't believe I just did that. I was talking to John this week. If you'd have been there, you'd have thought I was crazy. But I was. I was talking to John this week, talking to myself, because sometimes I do that, Brother Dave, when I mess up. But we have all said things along the lines, I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe I just said that. That was not like me. That was totally out of character for me. I don't know what happened. I just lost it. I don't know where that came from. Come on, Ray, how many of you have said things like that over your life? You have said, man, that wasn't like me. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what happened there. That wasn't from my heart. But we ask ourselves the question today, where do these things come from? I can tell you they do come from the heart. Out of the heart, the Bible says, the out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. And sometimes, you know, you've heard people say things along the lines about people who live sinful lives. You hear them say, well, they got such a good heart. They got such a big heart. But can I tell you that these things do, the Bible says that when lust has conceived in the heart, it bringeth forth death. It bringeth forth sin. And these things do come from the heart. And some of the things that we do, I want you to know, they are not what you think they are when you think that they that your mistake was just some type of exception to who you are. Amen. We all want to think the best of ourselves, and rightfully so, but it was not an exception to the rule when we do things that we should not do. Amen. That embarrassing mistake was not an exception. It was a reflection. It was a reflection of what is in your heart and what is in your mind. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. It was a reflection of what was in your heart. Have you ever heard this? Oh, they got such a good heart. Wrong. The book of Jeremiah 17:9 tells us that our heart is deceitful. Our heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked. And the Bible goes on to say, who can know it? Can I tell you in this room today, you can't trust your heart. If you trusted your heart, you'd been with that person from high school that you just knew that you had to have, but God said it wasn't in the plans for you. If you would have trusted your heart, you would have went out and bought a house that you could not afford. You would have went out and bought a car that you could not maintain. If you trusted your heart, you'd be in all kinds of mess. But thanks be to God, He gives us His word. He gives us His spirit to lead us and to guide us, because our heart is wicked, and who can know it today? Amen. Until it's washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, until the Lord takes control of our mind and our heart, amen, we can't even trust our own heart. Sometimes we can't even trust our own thinking, but we need the guidance of the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you that a sinful heart is not a good heart? Regardless of what the world tells you today, a sinful heart is not a good heart. And living in sin and struggling with sin is beneath you today. Come on, can I tell somebody today, when you live in sin, you're living below your privileges as a created child of God. You're living below your privileges, amen, of as being God's handiwork, God's creation. He created you from the dust of the earth. He breathed into you the breath of life, amen. And when we live in sin, we live below our privileges as God's creation today. We were created to worship Him. We were created to serve Him. We were created to love Him. I love that old song we used to sing all the time. My hands were made, amen, to help my neighbor. My mouth was made to sing God's praises and to give God glory. Amen. Why were we created? Because God wanted somebody to praise Him. God wanted somebody to give Him glory. God wanted somebody to lift Him high. The Lord wanted to create something, amen, that the angels could not do. They look into your worship and your praise, and they want to see how we praise and we glorify our God today. Amen. We were created to worship Him, to praise Him. Amen. And when we choose sin over living for God, we are absolutely living below our privileges today. What we wanted these kids in Vacation Bible School to know this week, what we want the folks in this church to know today, what we want the folks in this city to know, what, in fact, what we want the whole world to know today, Brother Timmy, is that you don't have to be held hostage by the law of sin. Come on, you don't have to be bound by sin today. You can be set free today. You can have your sins washed away today. You can have your mind transformed today. You can be free in Christ Jesus today. If you're free in Christ Jesus today, would you give Him a hand clap of praise? You can be a new creature in Christ Jesus today. Amen. I've heard it said so many times, thank God for unanswered prayers. Sometimes God does not give us what we think we need, but thank God He does give us what we do truly need. Amen. He does give us what we do truly need. Can I tell you today, if we needed information, amen, then God would have sent us an educator. If we needed technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If we needed money, God would have sent us an economist. If we needed pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need that we've ever had, and our greatest need that we will ever have, is to have the forgiveness of God in our lives and to have our sins washed away by the blood of the Lamb. So the Lord sent us exactly what we needed. He gave us a Savior today. I'm glad that He gave us a Savior. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the blood. I thank God for the blood today. Do you thank God for the blood today? Amen. How many know the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy? But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, not information. Not entertainment, not prosperity, not popularity. Thank God He don't give us what we think we need. Thank God He give us what we did truly need. And He sent, come on, He came and He embodied Himself and He robed Himself in flesh and He came out and He gave us a Savior today. Hallelujah. He gave us exactly what we needed. The thief cometh to, to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I am come that you might have life, not prosperity. How many know we think it's God's will all the time that he prosper us because that's what we want. We think it's God's will that he give us popularity because that's what we want. But thank God he doesn't always give us what we want, but he does always give us exactly what we need. And what we had need of was a Savior. Amen. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. But can I tell you today, it all starts with allowing God to transform your mind and your heart, to transform your life today, realizing that you need the Lord in your life. Can I tell you today that the oldest lie in the Bible is that man is his own God? The oldest lie in the Bible is that we don't need God and we don't have to listen to God and we don't need somebody to tell us what to do. We don't need a boss. Amen. I've heard it come out of the mouth of so many folks. Amen. I ain't gonna never have a man telling me what I can do and what I can't do. But honey, when you go to work every single day of your life, your boss tells you what you can do and what you... I ain't never gonna tell him, have a man telling me that I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. But boy, you go to work every day of your life and a man tells you what you should and what you shouldn't do. Thank God he didn't give us what we thought we needed. He gave us what we truly needed. And can I tell you, you need the Lord even more than you know you need him today. The oldest lie in the Bible is that man can make it on his own. Man can be his own God. Man can figure out his own way, that we are in control of our lives. Can I tell you today, the worst mistake you could ever make is to drink that Kool-Aid today. The worst mistake you could ever make is to believe that lie from the enemy today. Can I tell you that all your behavior today, all of your bad behavior is based on... All of your behavior, in fact, is based on a belief. Your bad behavior is based on a lie. Your good behavior is based on a truth. But every behavior in your life, this is why, amen, psychologists teach, amen, God doesn't heal behaviors, right? Because behaviors come from a belief. You cannot treat a behavior. Behaviors come from a belief system. So if you want to treat the behavior, you got to treat the lie underneath of the behavior. Because so many people are buying into this thing and so many people are drinking after the Kool-Aid. I mean, every behavior is based on a belief. And behind every sin is a lie that you are believing. And behind every sin is a lie that you are believing today. We need to figure out, amen, the lie that's motivating bad behavior today. Change always starts in your mind and in your heart. You got to realize today that you're the kids of the king. And the kids of the king have to act like the kids of the king today. The kids of the king got to be concerned about the kingdom that the king's king over today. Amen. And I want to preach to you for a few moments about the kids of the king. We are the kids of the king today. We need to honor the king. That's why the Bible tells us, let your light so shine before men that it may glorify your Father who is in heaven. Amen. This week, 60 to 70 children were in here every night at listening to the instruction, listening to the teaching, amen, of people, listening to the mentoring, listening to the word of God being instilled into their life. What are we doing? We're trying to combat bad behavior. We're trying to address the lies that are lying beneath and lurking beneath everything that these kids are going through. Can I tell you that everything in your life, every behavior in your life comes from a belief. It comes from a belief. Amen. If you got a problem lying, you've believed a lie somewhere. If you got a problem still and you believe the lie somewhere that said you deserved it. If it ain't yours, you don't deserve it. You can believe a lie and you can lose your own soul. Amen. But every behavior stems from a belief. And we need to figure out what is motivating our behaviors today. Change always starts in the mind. We got to realize that we're a child of the King. We're the kids of the King today, and we need to honor the King. There is always a spirit at work that is trying to overthrow the King. Can I tell you that today? No matter how long we were talking about in Sunday school this morning, Sister Diane asked a question about the disciples, some of the struggles the Lord was speaking into their life. Amen. And can I tell you, there is always a spirit at work trying to overthrow the King. Oh, yeah. In every kingdom, there's always a spirit at work trying to overthrow the King. And it's those lies that motivate bad behavior. It was these lies that caused Absalom to try to overthrow his own father, David. It was these lies that turned Jacob's sons against their own brother, Joseph, and threw him into a pit. It was these lies that caused Saul to turn on his most faithful follower in David. It was these lies that caused Adam and Eve to eat the fruit in the garden and get expelled from everything that God had in store for them. Let me tell you something. There's always a spirit at work that wants to overthrow the King. And if you ain't careful, these lies and these spirits, they'll slip into your life. Amen. And even the children of the King are in danger of believing a lie and losing their own soul. You're the children of the King today. There's always a spirit that wants to overthrow the King. These lies, they motivate bad behavior. Today, don't be deceived. Believing a lie can cost you your soul. Believing your lie can get you expelled from the garden. Believing a lie can cause division in your family. The kids must stay loyal to the King today. Amen. The kids must stay loyal to the King today. What we're trying to do with Vacation Bible School is we're attempting to combat lies with truth. How many know the only way to overthrow a lie is with the truth? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We can be free today with the truth. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. I'm so thankful for all of our workers today, all of those who worked tirelessly, spent so much time with these children. Amen. I do truly believe the Lord was dealing with me all week this week about Vacation Bible School, about how, and I believe that as I sit back as the pastor and I watch this church, you can see things that God is blessing, and you can see things that are beginning to dwindle. And I'm so thankful that Vacation Bible School, I believe in what we are doing here. I believe in the seed that we are sowing here. I believe and speaking into the lives of these children. And I believe that in the future, they are going to carry the things that they have learned in the house of God this week. Brother Mike, they're going to carry it into adolescence. And then they're going to carry it into adulthood. And it's going to affect the rest of their life because of some faithful children of the King that was tending to the kids of the King this week. Amen. In order to change your life, church, you got to change your beliefs. If you really want to have change in your life, you got to change the way you think. That's the reason why the Bible tells us, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Because the only thing that can make you free is the truth. But a lie will cost you your soul. A lie will cost you your soul. It's the truth that makes us free today. Trying to change your behaviors without changing your beliefs is a waste of time. You can only force a behavior so long. And eventually, that forced behavior will resort back to exactly what it was before. But when you address it in the heart and in the mind, and you begin to change what you believe, you begin to change what you desire. Your belief system, your belief system affects your behaviors. And when you really, if you really want to have change in your life, you got to work on your beliefs. You got to believe in the right things. You got to have the truth of God's word in your life, and the truth will make you free. A forced behavior will only last for a limited time unless you change the way you think. This is exactly the reason why, Brother Tim, so many people who hit the lottery end up in bankruptcy court. Because you can only force a behavior for so long. You might act like you got money and you know how to handle money, but guess what? That money's got you. And you don't know how to handle that money. That's why they end up in bankruptcy court, because they haven't changed their thinking. It's the same way in living for God. If you really want to please God, if you really want to be close to God, if you really want to have good behaviors in your life, if you really want to honor the King, you got to attack your belief system. You got to have the truth of God's word in your life, because the forced behavior will only last for a limited time. I've watched so many people come into the church and not really believe what God is telling them, what God is showing them, and they try to change their behaviors, but they always resort back to what their belief system is. Trying to change your behaviors without changing your beliefs, changing the way you think, is a waste of time. The Bible uses the term repentance. Repentance is not just to ask for forgiveness. Repentance is to turn and to go a different direction. Repentance is to change the way you think. Repentance is to change your belief system. Repentance is to surrender the lies that you have been buying into. It's not just to ask for forgiveness, but it's to turn from your old ways. It's to turn from your old mindsets. It's a changing of the way you think about something by accepting the way that God sees it. Can I tell you, the greatest thing we could ever do in our lives is, as the children of the King, as the King's kids, is to desire to see things through the lens of the King. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? How would Jesus handle it? How would Jesus see it? What does the Word of God say about it? I'm talking to the King's kids today. Changing the way we think about something by accepting the way that God thinks about it. Changing the way I act is the result of my repentance. How many know you can't be saved without repentance? You cannot be saved without repentance. That's why the Bible says, that's why the plan of salvation said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because you can't change the way you think. You can't change your behaviors without repentance today. Turning from this world. Turning from the old mindsets that have you bound. Turning from the things that are feeding your bad behavior. And understanding, I need the truth of God in my life. I need God's word in my life today. Changing the way I act as a result of me repenting and turning my life towards God. Can I tell you today, repentance is a mind change. It's a mind change. It's a heart change that results in a behavior change. Can I tell you, we need to repent and turn our hearts towards God today. We need to repent and turn our hearts towards God today so we can live like the King's kids. So we can live in the King's house. We can live in the King's world today. Amen. All over this house, could you close your eyes for just a few moments? We're going to sing a closing song. Amen. And I want you for the next few moments to just do what I have done this week and just realize how lucky you are to be a child of the King. How lucky, how fortunate, how blessed you are that you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb today. How lucky, how fortunate, how blessed you are to be filled with His Spirit today. All over this house, would the King's kids lift your hands towards heaven as we sing this closing song unto the Lord.